Task 1. You will hear a conversation between two students discussing the subject of local history. For questions from 1 to 6, choose the best answer, A, B, C, or D. For questions from 7 to 10, choose the best option, A or B. You will hear the text twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
I don't know what to do about my secondary subject this term. What are you going to take?
Local history.
Yuck! All those dates. How do you do it? What's local history anyway? Local as in round here?
Partly, yes.
But nothing happened round here. No battles or assassinations like in real history.
Actually, local simply means having to do with a place. Local history pays attention to the places where things happened in the past and looks at what part those places played in shaping the events. So all history is local history because everything that was done in the past was done in some place or other.
Why bother to call it local history then?
Because the place takes priority over the actual event. We're interested in the role of the place in a historical event. For example, what was the importance of the way homes were arranged in the Fire of London? In the same way, we look at the local history of a royal court, the office spaces of a ministry, or the boardroom of a giant company.
Very specialised, though, isn't it?
That's not all. The other main strand of local history has turned away from the kings, prime ministers, parliaments and boardrooms to concentrate on places away from the centres of power and control. The places where ordinary people lived, worked and played, and on the people themselves.
But don't historians write about that sort of stuff too?
Most historians do not write local history about ordinary people. Many tend to write about an elite public world of actions controlling ordinary people in their living and working places. They often write rather abstractly about forces which shape the life of the nation, but the lives of ordinary people are often overlooked.
But who wants to know about ordinary people?
Lots of people do. There's been a tremendous surge of interest in the past 50 years into nearly all aspects of the lives of past women and men. The focus on place has given rise to studies of social space. How are public spaces arranged to provide settings for different kinds of communities? How is space arranged in houses and their surroundings?
I don't know. It still sounds very specialised.
It is, but it has a very clear target. The aim of local history is to tell us about the small details of a larger picture, to find the significance in the small bits so as to give greater meaning to the whole.
But if, as you said, only few historians have written local history, what books will you use?
There's a whole range of materials we can use to bring history to life. Old books, maps, place names, old newspapers, photographs, even family history and genealogy can prove useful.
Sounds confusing.
No, it's just a matter of knowing where to look. The course I'm taking will hopefully give me the ability to undertake my own research.
So how did you get interested in all this?
Sarah told me about it. She's taking the course too. She gave me the course outline and it looked really interesting, so I thought I'd give it a go.
Do you think there are still places on the course?
I don't know. Why don't you go and see Dr. Bradley's secretary? Her office is just down the corridor, room A41.
I hope I don't regret this.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
I don't know what to do about my secondary subject this term. What are you going to take?
Local history.
Yuck! All those dates. How do you do it? What's local history anyway? Local as in round here?
Partly, yes.
But nothing happened round here. No battles or assassinations like in real history.
Actually, local simply means having to do with a place. Local history pays attention to the places where things happened in the past and looks at what part those places played in shaping the events. So all history is local history, because everything that was done in the past was done in some place or other.
Why bother to call it local history then?
Because the place takes priority over the actual event. We're interested in the role of the place in a historical event. For example, what was the importance of the way homes were arranged in the Fire of London? In the same way, we look at the local history of a royal court, the office spaces of a ministry, or the boardroom of a giant company.
Very specialised, though, isn't it?
That's not all. The other main strand of local history has turned away from the kings, prime ministers, parliaments and boardrooms to concentrate on places away from the centres of power and control. The places where ordinary people lived, worked and played, and on the people themselves.
But don't historians write about that sort of stuff too?
Most historians do not write local history about ordinary people. Many tend to write about an elite public world of actions controlling ordinary people in their living and working places. They often write rather abstractly about forces which shape the life of the nation. But the lives of ordinary people are often overlooked.
But who wants to know about ordinary people?
Lots of people do. There's been a tremendous surge of interest in the past 50 years into nearly all aspects of the lives of past women and men. The focus on place has given rise to studies of social space. How are public spaces arranged to provide settings for different kinds of communities? How is space arranged in houses and their surroundings?
I don't know. It still sounds very specialised.
It is, but it has a very clear target. The aim of local history is to tell us about the small details of a larger picture, to find the significance in the small bits so as to give greater meaning to the whole.
But if, as you said, only few historians have written local history, what books will you use?
There's a whole range of materials we can use to bring history to life. Old books, maps, place names, old newspapers, photographs, even family history and genealogy can prove useful.
Sounds confusing.
No, it's just a matter of knowing where to look. The course I'm taking will hopefully give me the ability to undertake my own research.
So how did you get interested in all this?
Sarah told me about it. She's taking the course too. She gave me the course outline and it looked really interesting, so I thought I'd give it a go.
Do you think there are still places on the course?
I don't know. Why don't you go and see Dr. Bradley's secretary? Her office is just down the corridor, room A41.
I hope I don't regret this.
Task 2. For questions from 11 to 15, choose the problem each speaker has while sharing a house. You will hear the text twice. There are two extra letters you do not need to use. Now you have 30 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
Speaker 1.
I thought it would be fun, you know, being with seven people with different interests and personalities and so on. But imagine all of us trying to cook a meal or use the bathroom at the same time. Chaos! The solution was to organise rotas for everything. And believe me, that can seriously interfere with your social life. I mean, you just can't drop everything and decide to go out if it's your turn to cook for everybody, can you?
Speaker 2.
It's great having a place to yourself, but London rents are far from cheap, as I discovered when I moved here 6 months ago. Still, I had a good feeling about Kate when she responded to my ad in the paper, and before I knew it, she'd moved in. Things happen fast in this city, and finding the right person to share with can be a bit of a lottery. I'm amazed we get on so well in such a small flat, considering we were complete strangers when we first met.
Speaker 3.
The Browns are lovely people, and having my own room, I do feel part of the family, although I admit it took me a while to get used to their weekly routine, not to mention the British way of life. There was so much to remember. What time I had to collect the children from school, their likes and dislikes, organising things to do at the weekend, things like that. It's all part of my job, though, and they pay me a good salary.
Speaker 4.
Inconsiderate is too kind a word to describe our Ralph. He's 24 and about as domesticated as a wolf. Mum complains that she didn't bring him up that way and wonders why he's such an ungrateful slob at his age. I could tell her. He talks about finding work and wanting privacy and independence, but while she does everything for him except blow his nose, he's never going to clear off.
Speaker 5.
You could say I'm a creature of habit. I mean, I'm accustomed to doing things a certain way. Well, my way, to be honest. And I doubt whether I'd adapt very well to having someone else hanging around. Not that I don't appreciate a bit of company once in a while. Visitors are welcome to drop by, providing they aren't carrying a suitcase and all their worldly belongings.
Now you have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
Speaker 1.
I thought it would be fun, you know, being with seven people with different interests and personalities and so on. But imagine all of us trying to cook a meal or use the bathroom at the same time. Chaos! The solution was to organise rotas for everything. And believe me, that can seriously interfere with your social life. I mean, you just can't drop everything and decide to go out if it's your turn to cook for everybody. Can you?
Speaker 2.
It's great having a place to yourself, but London rents are far from cheap, as I discovered when I moved here 6 months ago. Still, I had a good feeling about Kate when she responded to my ad in the paper, and before I knew it, she'd moved in. Things happen fast in this city, and finding the right person to share with can be a bit of a lottery. I'm amazed we get on so well in such a small flat, considering we were complete strangers when we first met.
Speaker 3.
The Browns are lovely people, and having my own room, I do feel part of the family, although I admit it took me a while to get used to their weekly routine, not to mention the British way of life. There was so much to remember. What time I had to collect the children from school, their likes and dislikes, organising things to do at the weekend, things like that. It's all part of my job, though, and they pay me a good salary.
Speaker 4.
Inconsiderate is too kind a word to describe our Ralph. He's 24 and about as domesticated as a wolf. Mum complains that she didn't bring him up that way and wonders why he's such an ungrateful slob at his age. I could tell her. He talks about finding work and wanting privacy and independence, but while she does everything for him except blow his nose, he's never going to clear off.
Speaker 5.
You could say I'm a creature of habit. I mean, I'm accustomed to doing things a certain way. Well, my way, to be honest. And I doubt whether I'd adapt very well to having someone else hanging around. Not that I don't appreciate a bit of company once in a while. Visitors are welcome to drop by, providing they aren't carrying a suitcase and all their worldly belongings.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete the task. This is the end of the listening task.